Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
New songs every day. This is a weekly series with things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Pray skillfully and shout for joy. Psalm chapter 33, verses 1 through 3. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "To keep up the freshness of worship is a great thing, and in private, it is indispensable. Let us not present old, worn-out praise, but put life and soul and heart into every song, since we have new mercies every day and see new beauties in the work and word of our Lord. It is wretched to hear God praised in a slovenly manner. He deserves the best we have. All Christians should endeavor to sing according to the rules of the art, so that they may keep time in tune with the congregation. The sweetest tunes and the sweetest voices with the sweetest words are all too little for the Lord our God. Let us not offer him limping rhymes set to harsh tunes and growled out by discordant voices." From Charles Spurgeon's book, Spurgeon and the Psalms. Imagine if I told my wife something like this: "Every Thursday night is going to be our date night. I'm going to plan something special, dress up in some nice clothes, and be totally tuned into your needs. I'm going to listen to everything you have to say to me, express my unending love to you, ask forgiveness for areas that I may have messed up that week, and then endeavor to put into practice everything you tell me that you would like. I promise, I'll be there every Thursday. The other days of the week, I'll think about you every once in a while, especially if I need something, but other than that, I'll be doing my own thing." How rich and meaningful would you expect that relationship to be? Sadly, this is how many people who call themselves Christians view their relationship with Jesus. They put on nice clothes every Sunday, show up at church, sing some songs, listen to a sermon, repent of sins, and promise to live a better life in this new week. But after they leave their church service, they seldom give their Savior another thought, unless they get themselves into trouble where they really need a Savior's immediate help. In Psalm chapter 33, the psalmist is calling us to, as Spurgeon puts it, freshness in worship, not just in public worship, but in private worship at every moment of every day. Our God is continually revealing himself to us in new and fresh ways, so our worship should be equally as fresh, vibrant, and passionate, both planned times of worship and spontaneous songs of praise. Both our relationship with God and with our loved ones will go to new levels of intimacy when we seek to know the other one more deeply. Our God is worthy of the very best praise we can give him, which means we will always be finding new ways to sing our worship to him every single day.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.